Matt, firstly, can you fill the Blues fans in on exactly where you are?
I wouldn't be able to give time scales, but from what I'm doing now with the physios and the work that I'm doing now with the physios, I'm, you know, closer than I ever have been. So it's probably the most frustrating bit because, you know, you can do everything, but, you know, the doctor, when he diagnosed this injury, is give it a certain time scale, and we've just got to stick to that and prevent anything like that happening again. But I'm feeling very strong.
No point in rushing, is there? Because you could put yourself out for another 6 months.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's like I said, it's probably the most frustrating bit now because I can do mostly everything. I'm running every day. I'm sort of
twisting, turning,
twisting, turning, ball work. You know, striking balls, doing everything that I can do. You know, apart from physical contact. So it's the last little bit. But like I said, I'm probably in the best shape I ever have been in my life. So it's just being patient now.
I suppose when that first game comes along, wherever it is, whether it's the under-21s or the whatever it is,
it'll
be fantastic for you, won't it?
It will. It will. It'll be a massive breakthrough, you know, first game. And then obviously, you know, look to start sort of hitting the back of the net as soon as I can. Hopefully, you know, the muscle memory and the physical contact won't be a problem. So you know, it's been good educational wise as well, sort of learning about my body and stuff. So, but yes, so close at the moment. I just can't wait now.
I mean, I'm not being rude, but the earlier in the game somebody smashes you, the better, because you'll be over that psychological barrier then, that it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. I mean, psychologically, I've not been too bad. Like, you know, people do sort of worry about, and even like striking a football again and things like that. But I've been okay so far. But yeah, obviously, I just want someone to sort of go through me or something, just to know, still sort of hanging on.
And then you get up and you're fine. Then you know, don't you?
Yeah. It's true.
As a striker, you know it's going to come.
It is, sooner or later. Yeah, sooner or later, you've got to expect it. So, but I mean, the physios wouldn't sort of let me go out there unless they're 100% sure, and they've done a great job on me so far. So, it'd be absolutely fine.
How difficult has it been, and how frustrating for you, you know, seeing all that went on at the end of last season, all the drama, and then all the rebuilding, and no matter how many people tell you you're part of it, I bet you don't feel like it, do you?
Well, I mean, all the lads and the manager, you know, especially, have always made me feel part of it since the day I came through the door. But, yeah, there is that thing as a footballer, as a professional footballer, you do miss that kind of, you know, physical interaction, competing, and being able to sort of show your attributes on a football pitch, on a stage. So there's no, you know, supplement for that. There's, you know, there's no, that's second to none. So it's as much as I had the best buzz ever when we stayed up, you know, and I was over the moon bouncing around my living room, you know, I would have loved to have been there and sort of, you know, experienced it and sort of been a massive part of it in that way, definitely.
I know it's been tough for you and I know it's been frustrating, but has it made you an angry man? Did you kick the cat? Was the missus ducking out the way?
Yeah, I mean, the crutches went through the living room window a couple of times and, you know, yeah, obviously it does. I just do feel like a caged animal at the moment, to be honest with you. I'm more determined and eager than I ever have been. And you just cannot wait, you know. It's so horrible because, you know, I've never had a major injury in my life as well, so I've sort of been quite blessed with that. So yeah, I'm you know, but chomping at the bit to get out there now.
Everybody, of course, thinks it's a glamorous life as a footballer, lots of money, cars and everything else. There's another side to it and you're experiencing it.
Yeah, it's a side that I've not got much experience in. So it is, you know, obviously very, very, very frustrating. You do get a massive buzz out of, you know, competing on a Saturday, and when that's been taken away from you for, you know, 9 months or whatever it's been now, you really do miss it, and you do get down about it and stuff. But like I said, you know, the manager and the players really got together around me and sort of made me feel part of it as much as they can do, and you know, To be honest, I haven't had much time when I've been here to think about anything else apart from getting fit and getting strong and getting back out there. So,
what do you think about the way the team's been rebuilt in the summer? And, you know, it certainly had a decent pre-season and a reasonably decent start as well, beating Cambridge, winning at home against Brighton. So what are your thoughts on that?
I think that we've got potential to do very well this season, you know. It's a long, old, tough season in this league, you know. But I think the lads have fitted in very well. They've sort of took on board to what the gaffer's sort of saying and preaching on the pitch. And, you know, I think the longer it goes on, the stronger the lads will get, the fitter the lads will get. And, you know, beating Brighton, one that at home is going to do a massive for the confidence for the boys. It's 3 points on the board. We know how vital they are. So I got no qualms in at all thinking the lads will have a successful season.
You mean like a new signing for Lee?
Yeah, I know. He's been great, to be fair. He's just always sort of given me, you know, good advice. I think he's been there himself, you know, with bad injuries and stuff, and he's sort of kept my pecker up a few times when I've been sort of a little bit down around the training ground. And you know, like, I can't wait to go out and repay him for that, and give everything I've got when I get the chance.
It's gonna be a magical day when you're out playing, isn't it?
It is. I'll be saying a prayer because, you know, it's a horrible thing to go through. I won't wish it upon anyone, and I'm going to relish it.
Can you remember the game? What was it against the game?
When
you had the injury?
Oh, no, I actually done it in training, which made it worse. It was just so innocuous.
You'd been in the squad, hadn't you? You'd been in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the last game I started was against Bolton. It was a couple of weeks after that. It was just innocuous, happened, just jumped over a challenge and sort of landed very innocuously, awkwardly. And, you know, that's it, you know. Rushed in and I kind of didn't really realise how bad it was until probably about 4 or 5 months later. And then before I know it, I'm, you know, with the surgeon and stuff, so... But, you know, these things happen. It's made me stronger now. I'll be, like I said, it's stronger than I ever have been. So,
I suppose there's always banter in football and in dressing rooms. And I suppose, you know, 10 months, 11 months, you know, when you're available for selection, is a long time to wait to know whether you've been dropped from that game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Listen, that's the thing, yeah.
Good luck, mate. Good luck.